Exploration number 2, understanding the importance of parents with wisdom. In the first exploration, identifying sources and receptors, you learned a word is a symbol or group of symbols within attached bundles of associations that provide the meaning of the word. On page 4 of the exploration guide, you were asked to write your answer for this question, what does the word God mean to you? Your answer reveals your bundle of associations for the word God. The immediate context of the first story in Genesis is 1:1-2:4a. In it we learn that God created light and named it day, verse 3, made a firmament and named it heavens, verses 7-8, God caused the earth and the seas to be made, verses 9-10, caused grass, the herb, and the fruit tree to sprout, verses 11-12, made the sun, moon, and stars and set them in their places, verses 14-18, created sea creatures and flying winged creatures, verses 20-23, created large animals, smaller animals, and wild animals, verses 24-25, and created a male and a female human in his image, VV. 26-27, this is a big part of the contextual definition, bundles of associations, attached to the word God. So, compare this to your answer on the first exploration about what the word God means to you. Verse 27 adds more information to this contextual definition. God blessed them means that God empowered the humans to function the ways they had been created to function. 1. Fill the earth with new humans, means make babies and be parents that teach and mentor the wisdom of this story to them. 2. Subdue her, your earthly appetites, desires, and longings that you share with the animals, by exercising impulse control and self-discipline. 3. Be the representatives of God over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth, exercise dominion over these things like a shepherd exercises dominion over a flock. 4. Measure your actions by the standard God used to measure the things he created and made, the Tov standard. In order to measure Tov, it must protect lives, preserve lives, make lives more functional, and increase the quality of life. The stage is set in the first story. Now let's expand the context to include the broader context, an ancient temple scroll called the Wisdom of the Beginnings. It ends in Genesis 10:32, these were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations, in their nations, and from these nations were divided on the earth after the flood. What happened after the first family was blessed and empowered, and the list of nations appeared in the verse above. The second story is about Adam and Eve in the Garden in Eden. Yahweh God drove them out of it because they failed to keep the commandment he gave them. The third story is about the lives of Adam and Eve outside the garden. They had twin sons, Cain and Abel. Cain murdered Abel and Yahweh drove him out of his parents' homeland. The fourth story is about the family of Cain. Cain found a woman and they had a child named Enoch, who a son named Irad, who had a son named Mehujael, who had a son named Methushael, who had a son named Lamech. He had two wives, one had two sons named Jabal and Jubal, the other had son named Tubal-Cain and a daughter named Naama. The fifth story is about the third son of Adam and Eve, Seth. He had a son named Enosh, who had a son named Kenan, who had a son named Mahalalel, who had a son named Jared, who had a son named Enoch, who had a son named Methuselah, who had a son named Lamech, who had a son named Noah. Look at all of the families above. After the blessing of the first two humans in chapter 1, humans were clearly fruitful and they multiplied. At the beginning of Genesis 9, God blessed Noah and his sons, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. Noah's family was the only family on earth. All of the families above and their descendants were dead. What happened? The answer is in Genesis 8:21. The imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth. In the fifth story, only two men walked with God. They were Enoch and Noah. Let me put this another way, Enoch and Noah were the only representatives of God to their generations. After Adam and Eve lost their first two sons, something happened, and they changed. They were very different parents to their third son Seth. They taught and mentored the wisdom of the first story in Genesis to Seth, and Seth passed it down to his son, and all of those that followed did the same. Most did not achieve the goal of walking with God, but without each of them teaching the next generation, Noah's family would have drowned with the others. The wisdom of the beginnings highlights the importance of families that have parents who understand this wisdom and teach and mentor it to their children. Jesus called people that do this the kingdom of Elohim. Shalom. Jim Myers.